Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Task, Describing a Time When You Were Very Tired. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I've seen countless candidates tackle the speaking section. One topic that frequently comes up is describing a time when you were very tired. This article will guide you through answering this question effectively, providing sample answers and expert tips to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a time when you were very tired, is a common one in IELTS Speaking Part 2. It allows examiners to assess your ability to narrate a personal experience, use appropriate vocabulary, and maintain fluency. This topic has appeared in past IELTS exams and is likely to continue being a popular choice due to its relatability and potential for detailed responses. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask some general questions about tiredness. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Q. Do you often feel tired? A. Well, to be honest, I wouldn't say I feel tired very often. I try to maintain a healthy lifestyle with regular exercise and a balanced diet, which helps keep my energy levels up. However, during particularly busy periods at work or when I have a lot of deadlines, I might experience some fatigue. It's all about managing my time effectively to ensure I get enough rest. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe a time when you were very tired. You should say when it was, why you were so tired, what you did about it, and explain how you felt at that time. Sample answer, band 6-7. I remember a time when I was extremely tired. It was during my final exams at university last year. I had been studying nonstop for days, trying to cover all the material. The reason I was so exhausted was because I had procrastinated earlier in the semester and left too much work until the end. To deal with my tiredness, I tried drinking lots of coffee and taking short naps between study sessions. However, these weren't very effective solutions. I felt really stressed and overwhelmed during this time. My mind wasn't working as quickly as usual, and I found it hard to concentrate. It was a tough experience that taught me the importance of better time management. Sample answer, band 8-9. I vividly recall an instance when I was utterly exhausted. It was during the final week of my internship at a prestigious law firm last summer. The reason for my extreme fatigue was a high-stakes case we were working on, which required burning the midnight oil for several consecutive nights. To combat my exhaustion, I employed a multifaceted approach. Firstly, I prioritized power naps during my breaks to rejuvenate my mind. Additionally, I made a conscious effort to maintain a balanced diet, opting for energy-boosting foods like nuts and fruits instead of relying solely on caffeine. I also incorporated brief stretching sessions to improve blood circulation and alertness. Despite my best efforts, I felt physically drained and mentally foggy. It was as if my brain was wading through molasses, struggling to process information at its usual speed. However, there was also an underlying sense of excitement and purpose, knowing that our hard work could potentially make a significant difference in our client's life. This experience was a baptism by fire, teaching me valuable lessons about resilience, the importance of self-care in high-pressure situations, and the exhilaration of pushing beyond perceived limits in pursuit of a worthy goal. Follow-up questions. Q. How did this experience change your approach to work or study? A. This experience was a wake-up call for me. It highlighted the importance of consistent effort and good time management. Now, I make it a point to plan my work more effectively, breaking large tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. I've also become more mindful of maintaining a healthy work-life balance, recognizing that peak performance stems from a well-rested mind and body. Do you think modern lifestyles contribute to people feeling more tired? A. Absolutely. I believe modern lifestyles significantly contribute to increased fatigue levels. The constant connectivity facilitated by smartphones and social media creates a sense of always being on, making it difficult to truly relax. Additionally, sedentary work environments, coupled with long commutes, leave little time for physical activity and proper rest. The pressure to be productive 24/7 can also lead to chronic stress, which is a major factor in fatigue. It's crucial that we prioritize self-care and set boundaries to mitigate these effects. Part 3. Two-way discussion. let's discuss the broader implications of fatigue in society. How do you think chronic tiredness affects productivity in the workplace? Sample answer. I think chronic tiredness has a big impact on workplace productivity. When people are always tired, they can't focus well on their tasks. They might make more mistakes or take longer to finish their work. This can lead to lower quality output and missed deadlines. Also, tired employees might be more irritable, which could affect team dynamics and collaboration. Overall, I believe chronic fatigue can significantly reduce a company's efficiency and success. Sample answer, Band-Aid 9. Chronic fatigue can have far-reaching consequences on workplace productivity. Firstly, it significantly impairs cognitive function, leading to decreased concentration, slower decision-making, and increased error rates. This not only affects the quantity of work produced, but also compromises its quality. Moreover, persistent tiredness can erode employee motivation and creativity, stifling innovation and problem-solving abilities that are crucial in today's competitive business environment. It's also worth noting that fatigue can exacerbate workplace stress, potentially leading to burnout and higher turnover rates, which in turn disrupts team dynamics and organizational continuity. From a broader perspective, the cumulative effect of widespread chronic fatigue could have substantial economic implications, potentially dampening a nation's overall productivity and competitiveness. Therefore, it's imperative for both employers and policymakers to address this issue through wellness programs, flexible work arrangements, and education on the importance of work-life balance. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Utterly exhausted. Early exhausted, completely tired. Example, after the marathon, I was utterly exhausted and could barely stand. Burn the midnight oil, idiom. Burn the midnight oil, work late into the night. Example, we had to burn the midnight oil to finish the project before the deadline. Multifaceted approach, multifaceted approach, involving many different aspects. Example, solving climate change requires a multifaceted approach, including policy changes and technological innovations. Baptism by fire, bap bay fire, a difficult introduction to a new job or activity. Example, my first day as a teacher was a real baptism by fire, with a class of 30 energetic children. Mitigate, make less severe, serious, or painful. Example, regular exercise can help mitigate the effects of stress on your body. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a time you were very tired, use a variety of descriptive language to vividly portray your experience. Structure your answer logically, addressing all parts of the question. Incorporate idiomatic expressions and advanced vocabulary naturally in your response. Provide specific details and examples to make your answer more engaging and authentic. Practice speaking on various topics to improve your fluency and confidence. Remember, the key to a high score is not just about using complex language, but about communicating your ideas clearly and effectively. Regular practice and exposure to English will help you achieve this goal. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our articles on how to describe a time you learned something new and describing a situation when you had to work long hours.